So your new number one this week comes from Tops and their album I Feel Alive from Musique Tops. And last week they were at number three. Where we'll hear Witching Hour. And then that is it for the Earshot 20. So thanks for tuning in to the Earshot 20 and listening to a whole bunch of new and mostly Canadian music. I've been your host, Bondo, and I'll see you all next week.
Number one.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union. Life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
CILU Now presents Indie Beat.
Thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. I'm May Wandinger. Amos the Kid is an indie alternative folk musician from Manitoba who has just released his EP, Mountain View, this month on the House of Wonders Records label. I'll be featuring Amos the Kid in half an hour. First, here's Matt Blaze with Fool's Gold.
Selfish ways, keep them safe, you're not afraid. that can be made. Sit on the sides, join a game. At times it's tough, at times it's bliss. You gotta play to get hit. Can be unkind when the going's rough. The hard and kind, not a call to stay. It's an easy out, there's no doubt. It's colder, alone and gray.
Sweet Alibi with My Love. Here's Robert Connolly Farr with Yes Ma'am.
Well, she don't know, and I don't tell her. I don't worry her no more. She gon' do just what she doing. She gon' do it for sure. She gon' tell me what she thinking, even if I don't give a damn. Yeah, better do right by her. Yes, ma'am. So boy, he's trying to do it right. If I come home all fucked up, yeah, it's probably gonna be a fight. Cause she gonna tell me what she's thinking, even if it's 4 a.m. Yeah, I better do right by her. More like a punch, but I take a punch. Yeah, I had some fun. Yeah, I do it all again. Yeah, better do right by her.
Here's O.C. Elliott with Forest Floor.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
The page has turned and the end draws near. Unease comes in degrees, but seldom here. Are the words I have to say the only ones that we both fear? Retribution by Father's hand.
Cause the watch and the job don't make
That was Yes, We Mystic with August. Here's Nation of Two with Wolves.
I can hear them scratching at the walls and whining low, hungry for your fragile little soul. So these old walls know when you're wounded and when you're laying low. Made a quick decision, left those gnashing teeth just snapping in the dust, knowing one day it would catch back up, as it always does when you're healing, when you found your love. Something stirred in the dark of the night. It's been gaining on you now for such a long, long time. Don't look back, keep your hand in mine. We'll keep running further down the line, and we'll keep running further down the line. Behind for something more, never knowing who'd been keeping score, what they kept it for, no more hiding behind your door, yeah, no more hiding behind your door. Something stirred in the dark of the night. It's been gaining on you now for such a long, long time. Don't look back, keep your hand in mine. We'll keep running further down the line. Yeah, we'll keep running further down the line.
Close your eyes, heartbeat slows. It's time to let me go. It's time to let me go.
That was The Raven and the Fox with Sweet Dreams. After the break, I'll be featuring Amos the Kid. First, here are the Small Glories with Secondhand.
The pencil don't do it justice. If you could see the things I see, don't need to hear about it secondhand. You'll be there if you dare to come along with me. Drove down the road this morning. The sun was at my back. Curved down to the cold, clear water. Past a rundown fishing shack. Across the bay, the autumn leaves turn the hills to flame. A small bird just fluttered by, singing out your name. Maybe we could rent a boat, sail across the sunlit bay. You wrapped up in your winter coat, just to keep the wind away. Spend the afternoon saying nothing. And when the sun goes down, I light a fire and drink some wine. Slowly drive back into town. A picture don't do it justice. If you can see the things I see, no need to hear about it secondhand. You'll be there if you dare to come along with me. Pulling into the city at night, every street has a name. Remind me of the places that I've been to. It all begins to look the same, but underneath the banners and the lights, my mind begins to change. The humming that I'm feeling at the center of town keeps calling out your name. I wish that you could tag along, sit beside me at a restaurant, drinking whiskey till 3 in the morning, singing harmony on that karaoke song. Going on and on and on. A picture don't do it justice. If you can see the things I see, don't need to hear about it secondhand. You'll be there if you dare to come along with me. The picture don't do it justice. If you could see the things I see, don't need to hear about it secondhand. You'll be there if you dare to come along with me.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
We now continue with Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Chair, the chair that compassed the the sunlight.
That was Pine Grove from the EP Mountain View, released just this month on the House of Wonders Records label by Amos the Kid, which is the stage moniker of Amos Nadler Smith, an indie alternative folk musician from Winnipeg. I spoke with Amos over Skype. Amos, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your very early musical history. Did you grow up in a musical family?
So I would say the earliest I know of is my grandmother played the violin, and then I've got my mother going down that road. And then all of us, as a part of our kind of like extracurricular activities growing up, we were supposed to take an instrument. So I chose the guitar, and the rest of my siblings chose, I think, the violin and the piano. So there's kind of always music in the house. And then my mom was a avid concert goer in her earlier days. She kind of has stories. She used to live in Nelson, BC for a time. So she has stories of kind of seeing the Grateful Dead on various tours of theirs, or the Big Good Tanyas, or a lot of these kind of folk musicians. She was a big folky, I suppose. So there's always music in the house growing up.
How do you typically approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a hook or a riff?
It all depends. I would say I write music in short spurts. So I'll sit down and I'll write a guitar riff, and I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. Like, I got to use something. I got to put something to this. I would say they happen simultaneously, but separately. So I often will have an idea for a song that I'm throwing around, and I do this thing where I think of songs when I'm walking around, and I'll like record myself first saying it as if it's a poem, or like whatever the rhyme is or whatever the sentence is. I'll record it into my phone, and then eventually I'll like find a tune and I'll sing it, and then I might alter it because I have this like guitar riff that I've been working on. So I would say they often happen separately, and then I kind of bring the music to the words. Yeah.
You've just released your debut EP, Mountain View, this month. Tell me a little bit about some of the other musicians that you worked with on this project.
So there is four main musicians that kind of play in the band as it is now. And then there's a couple more that kind of just sort of session, just like friends that came in on it. The project started with myself and Adam Fuhr, who runs House of Wonders and is also the frontman of Yes We Mystic. And he kind of convinced me to record with him because he was starting up this label, House of Wonders, and he was starting to record for people because he did a lot of recording with his own band. And we've been talking over the years about doing a project together, and then eventually he convinced me, and we were sitting in his studio, and we're like, okay, like, who can we call up for this? And it just so happened that one of our pals, Jensen Fritzenson, who also plays in Yes We Mystic, was like available that day. And we're like, she has a nice voice, so yeah, let's get her in. So she came in and she sang, and then she was playing keys and doing various things. And then the same thing happened with Jordan Kerr, who plays bass, and he's in a local band called Marin. They're really good. And he's like just an incredible bass player. So we brought him in and he just like laid down bass tracks for the whole album. And then we're like, okay, we're sold. And then, we called up my friend Brian Gluck, who plays in a band called SMS and Palm Trees. And he's just like one of my favorite drummers. So I really, really wanted him from the beginning. And after the first time we jammed, we're like, well, we should just be a band. Like, we should just continue to do this. This is fun. And then we played a couple shows together and we're like, okay, we're a band. And that's kind of how that went. And then there's a few others that kind of just came in. My friend Sean came in, and my friend Adam Soloway from Living Hour came in. He did like a solo, like a little short solo. So, yeah, it's like a kind of amalgamation of friends and ideas. And just feel very lucky that all these people were available.
What can you tell me about the title track, Mountain View?
Yeah. So Mountain View is one of the earlier songs on the EP that I had written. It's I can't remember when I started writing it, but the idea had been floating around for a number of years. So I grew up, I live in Winnipeg, Manitoba, but I grew up in the southern part of the province in Boisvain. And just south of Boisvain is the Turtle Mountains, and they're really just glorified hills. But the especially for someone that lives in BC, but so when you're driving down the main highway, which my parents lived down this road called the 341, and then you'd get on the main highway and that would take you to town, and you'd kind of descend down this big hill, and I kind of in my mind I instilled that as the mountain view. You kind of look out at the prairies, and a lot of my memories from my childhood are caught up in that area of land. And in that song there's a line about brown house on the hill with the back pond, float around in the sun till the summer's gone. And that's kind of at the top of that hill, there's this brown house that my neighbors had, and they had dammed up their valley, so there's a huge pond. And I just have a lot of fond memories of like floating around on tubes with my friends and tearing around that area. And I kind of, it's sort of this like utopia in my mind. And yeah, I don't know. I think about that area a lot, and a lot of my songs are partially influenced by that area.
Border town sitting in a mountain view. Everyone come down from the park, it's true. They could just take the truck for a drive today. And every time I pass, I'll see the way. Every time I pass, I'll see the way. We'll go to the lake, take the fire we throw. Brown house on the hill with a back part. Float around in the sun till the summer's gone. Been running around this town, the ass looks such when it buried the ground.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Church basement casserole. Mexico for the hands of evangelical, talking about his personal Christ. And a young family, 21, four kids, all sons and all preachers to be. And then all like those other kids, they don't play.
What was the inspiration for Jesus, Cocaine, Ketamine, Christ?
Yeah, so that's an interesting one. A lot of people ask me about that. I think that's a hard one to answer, but growing up in a small town and having exposure to things like evangelical churches and small town way of life and small town thinking and at least for myself, this sort of limited worldview, this like limited with limited surroundings. And then going from that, and then when I was 17, I moved to the big city and I started experiencing all sorts of things and seeing things. And I think it's sort of a paradox of things I've seen. And then it's also, the song is kind of an irony. And it's talking about sort of how for some people their ecstasy is their hands up, like the hands up evangelicals to their person of Jesus Christ. That's their ecstasy. That's their drug. And then the other people, their drug is, you know, it's like, is illicit. It's like cocaine or ketamine, and just the delirium that exists within both fields. And the song is not slandering either. It's just, I would say it's just an observation of, you know, I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of, I wanted to write sort of a paradoxical song and a sort of like, a sort of edgy song that kind of makes you think, I guess.
When do you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I don't know. I was a solo musician for a long time. I played as, I called myself the Shoal Lake Kid. And I always found that exhilarating, but scary. I mean, you're like, there's a ton of exposure. you go up there and everyone's just looking at you, and when you mess up, they hear you. And it can either be really exciting or really gutting. And I think when I started playing with a band, I dabbled with this, like, with this band that I'd started called Soup, and I was with members of a local band called Living Hour. And the kind of the first show we played together, I was like, oh man, like, this is so much more fun and so much more comfortable. And then now with Amos the Kid shows, I feel far more relaxed on stage. And I think I've like found a sort of different element that I didn't know was possible in feeling comfortable on stage. And it's felt like a lot more fun. And that's, and when you do that, it's like, okay, this is all worth it. Like, all the work, all the promotion, all of it's like, it's just worth it. It's fun.
I know everything's kind of topsy-turvy in everyone's world right now, but what's on the horizon for you over the next few months musically?
Yeah. So this was sort of a bizarre time to release music. The first single, What Did You Do, came out prior to knowledge of pandemic, and it was doing quite well. We got lots of press, and then we released Jesus, Cocaine, Ketamine, Christ, which did, I mean, still doing pretty well. And then kind of everything else happened all at the same time, and we were set to have a release show on April 3rd at a local venue here, and canceled that. And then we kind of had plans for a bunch of music festivals this summer that were kind of coming to be. And then those are all up in the air. I think some of them are canceled. So yeah, I don't know. It's like a lot of, it's a lot of unknowns right now. And in some ways it's disappointing because you would like to feel this sort of upward trajectory, but things happen. And if this is the worst thing that's happened to me throughout this time, it's not that bad, because a lot of people have it really bad. So yeah, I don't know, it's disappointing, but it's the way it is. So looking forward, we're gonna start recording again in the fall when we can, and we're doing kind of a lot of background work, like grant writing and those sorts of things. But yeah, right now we're just kind of waiting it out, and I'm trying to write. And but right now not a lot going on.
Where can we find you online to keep track of the new things that you come up with during this creative period?
Bandcamp is a good one. So any sort of purchasing of music or actual physical copies, we released this EP on cassette, so that can be found on Bandcamp. So that's certainly the ideal. So that's Amos the Kid at bandcamp.com. And then I'm on SoundCloud under House of Wonders. So that's the label I'm on, and they have a SoundCloud. And then on the various streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, I think on Deezer, Google Play, and even TikTok.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, What Did You Do? What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, so What Did You Do is probably the least lyrically complex song I have on the EP. I mean, I wouldn't say anything. As far as poetry, I wouldn't say anything I write is terribly complex. But What Did You Do is kind of straight to the point. when I was, especially when I was younger, I have a lot of memories of a less respectable version of myself and my friends. I don't know if that's true, but going around to kind of our favorite local venues or dive bars or whatever, and one in particular, and down the street from the music venue that a lot of us hang out at, there's this kind of bottle stop or beer store. And the thing to do was always to go and buy King cans of this, like, Facts Royal Strong, it's called. It's this disgusting beer. And we'd go to the alley. There's, like, this dark alley behind the venue. And we would shotgun or drink beers in this alley. And then we would go in and see our show. And there was always this kind of, it's like this habitual thing where we would, like, I don't know, every concert night that we'd go to, we'd go and buy beer outside of the venue, and then we drink and we go in the venue. And there's this sort of funny thing where you end up in the venue and inevitably one of your friends is just maybe too, you know, crazy for what's going on. And I think a lot of people have had this feeling where it's like, okay, what did you do? Like, like, we're not fitting the vibe in here. And I think